All right. Good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Oliver, and welcome back to another Discali episode. It is Friday, May 3rd, 2024. Good morning, everyone. Welcome back. Yeah, we're back for another Discali episode. I'm super excited today for the episode that we have lined up, as well as the artists that we have to talk about. We do have a live interview today that we will be starting with. But before we do get into the episode, I want to acknowledge that CITR and the station is broadcasting from the unceded traditional and ancestral lands of the Musqueam, Coast Salish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Like I said, good morning. It is 11 a.m. back with another Discali episode. It is a very sunny day here in Vancouver today. And I'm very, very happy to be on campus doing Discali, because as some of you may know, UBC just concluded its winter term, which means that all of the classes have been finished. Everyone is done. April finished up, wrapped up and everything. So it's been quite nice to be out of school and be able to focus on the show and bring you guys even more music. But like I mentioned, for today's episode, we will be taking you through an artist that we already know. Already know as in like the sense is like pretty well known already, if that makes sense. But yeah, just kind of going to give you the run through of how the show works. Every episode, we bring you through one album from one artist that is pretty well known. Today, we're going to be talking about Paramore, which is so exciting. I'll introduce the album later, but we'll be talking about Paramore. And then I run you through kind of like the pressings of the album itself, the genre, the artist style, the music styles. And then I usually bring you through an artist that is a little less known, and kind of that sounds somewhat similar. Today, though, it's going to be a bit of a different show run through. Instead of having the known artist start off, we are going to have the discovered artist start off, because we do have a live interview today. With a band called Down the Lees. Super excited to be talking with the lead singer Laura today. We will get that phone, that on-air call-in interview going in a bit. I think they're going to call in at around 11:15 in the morning. So we do have some time to listen to some of their music and talk about their band a little bit. But yeah, let's get it started off. We're going to be talking about Down the Lees and then go into Paramore later at about halfway through the show, which is around 11:30. Like I said, good morning, everyone, and welcome to another Discali episode. So Down the Lees is a band that is actually from Vancouver, which is always good. I love to talk about bands that are from Vancouver and that originate in Vancouver. But yeah, basically, they just released today, which is so exciting, today, their new EP called Dirt, and it has a total of 7 songs. Which, you know, is about like 30 minutes of the actual EP. We have songs like Dirt, Douse, Downplay, Dissolve, Deafening, Dead and Over, and Since La Vie en Rose. Actually, I just noticed that all 6 of the songs start with a D and are mostly one-letter words. So actually, when Laura comes on, I might ask her if that was on purpose. I think it was on purpose, maybe not on purpose. I don't know. I would probably say it's on purpose. That all the words start with D, maybe it has to do with like kind of like this theme of dirt and wanting to keep kind of that that same like style, I guess. I don't know, but we'll see. We'll get into it. I do want to start off with playing a bit of their music, because once we get into the interview, I'm going to be talking a lot about like their genre, inspirations, their passions, their influence. So I'm going to start with their single that released in February 15th. So this single has already been out. It's called Douse. And I just kind of want to give you guys a little bit of a listen, a bit of like a taste of their music. They are under the genre of post-rock and slowcore, as well as no wave. Personally, I don't actually know that much music in this genre, which is always cool because, like I said, we're discovering an artist, we're discovering new music, we're discovering a different genre, which is always exciting. So yeah, I'm going to start off with Douse and then kind of say what I feel about the music, and then hopefully we'll have Laura on the phone very, very soon. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Douse by Down the Lees. All right, you're listening to CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was Douse by Down the Lees. Like I said, their genre is very new to me, but I feel like there's a lot that we can unpack with this song, kind of going into, like, first of all, Laura's vocals, which are insanity. I feel like the vocal range that she has and she's able to give in her music is very interesting. Because that's something we don't see a lot with this type of, I don't know how to say it, but like going really deep right into like, I feel like they're using their diaphragm to like really sing with like passion and into the song and kind of like let out all of this anger. But just looking back into the lyrics of Douse, the first one being make some room, imposter syndrome, fail to appeal to the mass hysteria. I don't know more than you do. Like very interesting, like kind of imagery to put there. I don't know more than you do, kind of talking to that imposter in within like the imposter syndrome, I think was really interesting. And then dancing with fears, take a hold of me, old and scared, skin flakes bleed, I know nothing new, do you? Just kind of leave it there. Pretty good lyrics, I'm not gonna lie. It really just makes me think of like, who are you talking to? Are you talking to yourself? Are you talking to someone else? Are you talking to that imposter that you kind of feel that you are? Which is pretty cool. But before we do get into the on-air interview, I do want to play hopefully one more song before we get into it. I really liked Dirt, the opening track, which is actually the title track of the album. So I'll play that for us, and then hopefully by then we might have Laura on the phone to talk about this EP. You're listening to CITR 101.9, and this is Dirt by Down the Lees. Oh, sorry about that. I feel like we have a call coming in to my phone right now. So let me try and figure that out right now. I'm going to try and play you guys some music while I try to figure it out. And then we will get back into the interview. We'll be right back. All right. I think we have Laura now on the phone. Laura, can you just make sure that you can hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Hi, Oliver.
Hi there. Hi. Welcome to Discali. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. We were actually just playing Dirt from your new EP that just released today. Taking a little quick listen before we get into the interview. But yeah, we're just here to talk about your new EP. And I know the band just dropped it today. And I was kind of just giving the lowdown to the audience today of like this new EP and what it's about, kind of the genre behind it. But yeah, let's get straight into it. How are you doing today?
I'm great. I'm very excited to finally have this album out into the world. We recorded it in October last year, so we've been waiting for a long time.
Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow. So it's been finished since October?
It's been finished since November, actually, because we needed to get it mastered. So
right. Well, that's very exciting. Yeah, I was just running through kind of the track list, seeing that you do have a total of 7 songs. And I was just telling the audience today that I noticed that maybe you can give a bit of insight on this, that I noticed that the actual album itself is mostly consists of one word, D words. Is there a meaning behind that? Was that just a choice or?
Well, it was a choice. I kind of always wanted to do an album where everything started with the one letter.
Right.
And then down the leaves being, you know, the name of the band. But also, we were starting to joke around that all of the songs dealt with challenging topics, apocalyptic topics, mm-hmm. Depression, just a lot of depressing things. And so we decided to, let's do a D-Day album and just call it D-Day. D-Day. And then it just turned into just Dirt. We wanted to name it the first track from the album because Dirt is about climate change and climate disaster we have and humans' responsibility for it.
Right.
So that's how it all kind of started.
Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like a lot of, I think we're seeing a lot of artists nowadays, especially when it comes to, like, climate change and a lot of, like, international problems that really unify a lot of people. We see them really putting it into their artistry and into the music today, which I think is, like, a great way to convey messages to a public that might not really be aware of it and kind of be like, you know, this is going on, this is happening, and this is the way I can put it into a song. That you guys can listen to, enjoy it at the same time, but also get the message that we should all be aware of, which is really cool. And yeah, we were just listening to Dirt right now. But I was also kind of running through the lyrics of Douse, talking about imposter syndrome. I was hoping you could maybe talk about a bit more about the message behind the song.
Yeah, so that song, I lived in Belgium for 5 years and got the new phase of Down the Leaves going as a live act. Mm-hmm. And we recorded an album and then we were touring it and then the pandemic happened. Mm-hmm. So then I had to move back to Canada. And all artists and all walks of life had a very difficult time in the pandemic, but artists and musicians and venues had a really, really tough time, and they're still having a tough time.
Yeah.
So I felt like I needed an anthem to tell myself to keep going, and nothing is going to douse my flame, because really playing music is what's keeping me alive these days. Right. It's my therapy. It's how I communicate. It's how I build communities. It's how I have relationships with people. So I felt really do have music in my life for the rest of my life. And so I needed to have an anthem for myself. And it felt like very therapeutic. And I feel like other people can relate in that way. And not in terms of music or art, but just really anything that you're passionate about in life. Don't let anyone stop you from doing it. Don't have your flame doused. Just keep doing it.
Wow, that's a really strong message, actually. And I feel like it really gets like there's a lot of success when artists really just put their passion and what they're thinking into their music, which brings up my next point, that Douse actually took home the best song at the 2024 Okanagan Screen Awards, which congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Huge achievement. But yeah, as I was saying, like, really, I feel like when you really put your inspiration and your heart into music, it's really when those songs are recognized by the public and recognized by, you know, these organizations that, you know, give out awards, because they're just like, you know, you put a lot of thought and ideas into this music, and we can see that. And I think, yeah, again, congratulations on that award.
No, thank you.
But I was kind of going to get into some other little questions that I had, just to kind of get to know, like, the band a little bit and kind of, like, the genres. But when it comes to writing your music, I know we were talking about this a little bit more. Do you find yourself inspired by, like, the smaller details or, like, the bigger picture of the project that you're envisioning?
I feel inspired by the smaller details because, like I mentioned, I use music as a way to deal with being human, and it's my therapy. So I feel inspired by my community. I feel inspired by what's going on in society, and not really think about the bigger picture. Of course, we'd like to play Lollapalooza or something.
Right.
But I just love playing music, and I love playing music with friends, and I love talking about things that might resonate with other people, and maybe start getting them to think differently about things. Like, for instance, that Dirt, a song about climate change and climate disaster. We commissioned a local artist in Kelowna, where we're based out of, Nora Bowman, to make a poster that's for Dirt, and we're donating half of the proceeds from it to the BC Wildfire Recovery Fund.
Oh, nice.
Because in Kelowna and in interior in BC, the wildfires are just insane. Like, they've already started. They started a few months ago, but we know it's going to be like the worst. Every year they say it's going to be the worst year. It's going to be the worst year. And so it's really in the forefront of our brains. So it's those kind of initiatives that get me excited, well, not excited, but inspired to do some things and to try to instill some change.
Right. I mean, like, really, I feel like it's very important to, like, also put in that advocacy for, like, what you said, for the things that really matter, especially in BC. The wildfires are definitely a really huge issue that we all have to, you know, live through yearly, unfortunately. And it really just spreads. It starts in little parts around northern BC, and then reaches Kelowna, and then happens in Kelowna and reaches Vancouver. And it just, it all goes to Dirt, I guess you can say.
Yep.
but yeah, concerning the actual vibe and genre of your new album, the music in your new album, is there any artist that you feel you could have a possible collaboration, or you would have liked to maybe have a collaboration with?
Oh, that's a good one. Well, I've always loved a band called Brutus, and Jesse Gander, who recorded this album, has recorded all of their albums, and they're a band from Belgium, and I got to know them. We just opened for them in Vancouver at the Pearl on April 6th. And Stephanie, who is a singer and drummer, she is amazing. And I would love to do a collaboration with them. They've done a couple collaborations with their Belgian friends and bands. I think we really lean into each other's genres. And I really like them because they can play a bunch of different festivals. They can play a metal festival. They can play a rock festival. They can play a soft festival. They just kind of spread a lot of genres in their music, and I feel like we have similar sensibilities. So that would be a really great one to do.
Wow. That yeah, I mean, that's very cool. I feel like, especially when you, like, when you get to open for artists and people that you are inspired by a lot, I feel like that's a great achievement, and really, like, a way to, like, find super huge inspiration and kind of come together within the industry. And that's always fun to see, because especially when openers and main acts, get along in a way, like, when they bring each other out to sing, like, this one song, or even just, like, have a great time. I think that's very important for, like, when artists are, like, touring as well. But speaking about tours, you are hitting up a couple tour dates soon around BC. You're hitting Penticton, Vernon, Vancouver, Victoria, and Nanaimo.
Correct.
And today, I'm guessing you're in Penticton, right?
Yeah, we're in Penticton. We're celebrating the release today with our friends Rad Dog and Hardball in Penticton. And then tomorrow in Vernon, we spearheaded a fundraiser for really one of the only DIY venues in the Okanagan. And she's always threatened by neighbors and bylaw, and she's doing nothing wrong, and she really, really needed some help. So we spearheaded this fundraiser. It's almost like a little mini festival, 8 bands. playing. There's raffles and stuff. So that's tomorrow night. And then, yeah, at the end of the month, we're going to get out to Victoria and Nanaimo for the first time and then be back in Vancouver at Green Auto.
Yeah, you're being Green Auto's a nice, cute little, very niche and very like artistry venue, and you're hitting that up on the 23rd of May
with Gadfly. With Gadfly and Muppet Boys.
Nice, very exciting. And I did want to also, because I was looking at the cover art of the album, which I found to be very, very interesting. And I wanted to ask you, concerning the actual like cover art, it's very eye drawing, since it seems that there's like a hand reaching out from fire, or I guess kind of like hell, kind of grabbing onto a tree, some branches and some shrubs. I kind of interpreted this as in like when you're coming from the worst, you're kind of trying to grab on to like some type of hope, because like this tree still seems alive with some mushrooms growing on the side. But what was the actual inspiration behind the cover art?
Well, you went the hopeful way, and that cover art was like the pessimist way.
Oh,
I took the picture of that tree, but I had a Belgian artist, Mirabel van de Put, create the graphics for it. And the idea was that there, earth and nature has beauty to it, but humans, where the arm is, has had their hand in really screwing it up. Being on fire, we have our hand in really screwing up this earth. So, and that's why I wanted to have that kind of image with the name of the song Dirt, because the song Dirt is about climate change, actually stemmed from.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's honestly really cool. And it's cool how you also like took the photo of that tree and kind of used it to like play around with the cover art. I really love when artists also get like a say into the actual cover up of the album. But the genre of your band, as described by your promo, is post noise rock, post punk, alternative, slowcore, and no wave. Personally, other than post punk and alternative, I think like these genres are a pretty small community. Not that many like people know about it. Even myself, I was actually stressing before the show started that I'm not exactly super into this music. But it's always fun to discover these new genres and different genres that you don't hear every day. How is it trying to push out this genre into the world and trying to show people like, you know, this music also exists, and it's a different way that you can convey different messages?
It's very difficult. I mean, I've been trying to figure out our genre for the longest time. We were at a show the other day and someone said, you know what? You're like alternative rock with shards of metal. And I was like, yeah, that's actually quite true. For like an umbrella, yeah.
Right.
Alternative rock. I've always used noise rock because we are noisy, and it's kind of a niche thing, but it really is my heart kind of music. But like I said, we kind of jumped genres all the time. My first album was very indie rock, soft stuff. So I've kind of gone into the metal realm lately. I think it's probably because I like playing that music live a lot better than if it was like soft. I like being abrasive and loud. I'm a very loud singer. I like to have distorted guitars. So in general, alternative rock, I would say, but post rock is also one umbrella that I like to put it under as well.
Yeah, I mean, like, I was actually trying to describe it in my head. I was like, kind of like headbanging music is kind of what I would say. I really like that great description of what shards of metal, like heavy metal. I think that's a great way to also put it, which is really cool. I was also listening to some of your music, and I was actually talking about your vocal range and how you can really hit these high notes and kind of like these shouts. How do you manage that without like vocal strain? I mean, I feel like it's something that you might actually get a lot, maybe.
Yeah, I do. I have warm-ups that I do before shows and before practicing. I don't really go full bore when I'm practicing, but when for shows, I do some vocal warm-ups. You just have to sing from your diaphragm and not from your throat, which is a common mistake with singers who don't really know how to sing properly, especially with hard abrasive singing. There's a thing called vocal fry, where a lot of metal singers use that to sing, but it's they're not actually wrecking their throat. It's a proper way to sing. Like if you hear a metal band and they're like, it's not them using their throat. It's a specific way of singing that's really soft, but you can actually amplify it really well. So it's just a singing technique that if you're taught how to do it properly, it's okay.
Oh, very interesting. I've learned about vocal fry, but I've learned about it in like not like the negative way, not actually using it as in a way to like sing, but kind of in a way as like kind of to like hurt your vocal cords.
But
it's really interesting to like kind of see a different perspective on vocal fry. But we are reaching to the end of the interview. And I usually like to wrap up the interview with a couple like questions, kind of like quick little short little answers, kind of to like give the audience a bit more of an introduction to you. But if you could describe your music and artistic style in three words, which would they be?
Slow, abrasive beauty.
That's actually kind of beautiful. Slow, abrasive beauty. Wow. And then lastly, if there was one song that you would choose to kind of like, if someone were asking, what kind of music do? What would be the one song that you'd be like, you know what? This song represents my music. This is kind of like who we are as a band. This is Down the Lees. It's this song. Which one would it be?
I'm going to say Douse. I mean, it, like you said, it won the song, best song at the Okanagan Screen Awards before the video was even released. And it really got a lot of attention because it really resonates with a lot of people because it's driving. And it also speaks to people who don't want to have their passions doused. So, and it really showcases the band that I have right now, Chris and Andy, who are the respectively the bass player and drummer. It really showcases what they can do with me. And we really have found, quite a chemistry playing together. And I think Dallas is the one for it. So
wow.
I picked that one.
Well, that's awesome. That's great to hear, which I did play Dallas for everyone. And if you want to go hear it again, their new album Dirt is out on pretty much every streaming platform. That is Down the Lees. Laura, thank you so much for coming on for the interview. It was so good
thank
to meet you.
Thank you so much, Oliver.
And
it was nice to meet you too.
And I'm so glad that I was able to actually interview you guys on the release date of your actual album today. If you do want to see Down the Lees in like live in show, like I said, they are at the Green Auto on May 23rd. So make sure to get your tickets and go see them. Laura, again, one more time, thank you so much for coming on. And I wish
you
best with your tour and the release of your album.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, no worries. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Bye. All right, everyone. That was Laura with Down the Lees. I'm just going to, like we said, Douse, that's the song. That's the song for Down the Lees, which is super, it's a pretty good song. I'm not going to lie. I mean, we were talking about imposter syndrome. And Dirt is the one for climate change. I mean, I'm still trying to process that interview. It was very cool to get to know Laura's perspective on music as well as her perspective on her actual band. We're just going to have a quick little commercial break before we get into our next section. But like I said, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
This is Kristen Carter, and my debut contemporary pop album, Full Bloom, is now yours to discover on all digital streaming platforms. The past few years have had me reflecting a lot on what it means to be resilient, patient, and joyful, much like a gardener. Full Bloom is a living garden of 12 songs that celebrates the beauty in the seasonal nature of life. My hope is that each time you listen, you'll hear things in a different glow of light that make them new all over again. You can find Full Bloom wherever you listen to music, or you can visit thekristencarter.com or follow @KristenCarterMusic on social media to learn more. Funded by Factor and Canada's private radio broadcasters.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
All right, everyone, welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Welcome back to Discali. We just wrapped up our live interview with Laura talking about Down the Lees' new EP that just released today called Dirt. But now it is time to get into our album and artist of the week. Like I said, we'll be talking about Paramore, and specifically we will be talking about Paramore's Riot album. This is an album that actually came out quite a while ago, but it's still pretty mainstream, I'm not going to lie. There's one song that really did make an impact, as well as bringing up Paramore into mainstream, which is called Misery Business, but we will get into that song later, which is actually, I would say, arguably like my favorite song from them, that actually is off the Riot album. But yeah, let's kind of get into Paramore. So Paramore is an American rock band from Franklin, Tennessee, that was formed in 2004. The current members of the band are actually Hayley Williams as the lead singer, Taylor York as the guitarist, and Zach Farrow as the drummer. They have had various other musicians part of the band, but you know, there's a bit of a rotation, a bit of a cycle within band members, but those are the current ones right now. Kind of relating to Down the Lees, this group is rock, emo, alternative rock, power pop, which is a genre I've never heard of, and pop punk, which is their main genre. But like I said, power pop is not exactly something I've ever heard of or even read. Like, I was pretty surprised that was the genre that they were under. But I probably would take power pop as a more intensive pop, maybe. I don't know. But they are signed to Fueled by Ramen, which is an organization under Atlantic Records. And Atlantic Records, if you didn't already know, is owned by Warner Music. So a little bit of a little like ladder of organizations. They have a total of 7 albums, technically 6, and I mean it because recently their newest album called This Is Why was re-released under a remix album called R.E., or like Re, and then This Is Why. Recently, I think this year it was released, but their This Is Why was actually released in 2023. But going down the line, chronologically, of their albums, we started off with All We Know Is Falling, which was their first album, their debut album, and then they had Riot, which was their second studio album, which I would say pretty much brought Paramore to the public eye. And then we have Brand New Eyes as the third one. Fourth one is their self-titled album called Paramore. The fifth one is After Laughter. Wow, that's a bit of a tongue twister. And then their sixth one, This Is Why. And then their seventh one, This Is Why Remix. But like I said, today we'll be talking about Riot. And a little bit about Riot is that it's an alternative rock pop punk album released in June 12th of 2007. Wow. How old was I? 2007. I was 4. Damn, that's a while ago. But when it was first released, this album was compared to the music of Kelly Clarkson and Avril Lavigne. Back in the day, Avril Lavigne was fairly young. I think she was my age, like 20s-ish. And she was in the midst of in the high of her album, Let Go. That was released in 2003. But she was kind of like, she was definitely gaining some traction in the alternative rock, pop punk kind of area. So being compared to Avril Lavigne, I guess back in the day, it was like a huge, huge deal. But like I said, this is their second studio album. It has a total of 11 songs, and then it was later released with 14 songs with a couple live versions of Misery Business. And then, yeah, like I said, if you didn't already know, during Discali, I love to talk about vinyl pressings of specific albums. So I'm obviously going to take you through the vinyl pressings of this album. So the first one that I found was a white, which if you didn't know, the cover of the Paramore album, Riot, is actually like a plain white background with a bunch, it kind of looks like scribbles, with a bunch of with various like words riot. Like riot is just kind of like splattered everywhere on the album cover, all in black. And then there's one word, riot, as well, that is highlighted in orange, like kind of like a neon orange. And that one is kind of like the one that stands out. And that one you can like really visibly read to the naked eye. But yeah, so there's a white pressing. I guess that goes well with the white cover in the back. There's a blue, a marbled blue, which I think is pretty interesting. But I mean, anything that's marbled, it's kind of gorgeous. A navy blue, a standard black, a silver, which I think was the most recent kind of like pressing, like a re-release. And then an orange, which I think the neon orange goes very well with, like I said, the exclamation of the neon riot on the front cover of the actual album. But let's get into kind of like their actual music. I have a lot to say about a couple of their songs. So I kind of want to get you guys introduced first with one of the singles that was released when the actual song came out. Sorry, not the song. The actual album came out. Their lead singles were Misery Business, Crush, 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 and That's What You Get. And we're going to be starting with That's What You Get because I was listening to the song in the gym. Pretty, pretty good. I'm not going to lie. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is That's What You Get by Paramore.
Yeah. Doxa Documentary Film Festival returns May 2nd to 12th, 2024. Audiences of all ages are invited to 10 days of curiosity and critical thought in film. For 22 years, Doxa continues to present both short and feature films from across Canada and the globe, representing some of the best in documentary cinema. This year, Doxa is once again returning to local theaters in Vancouver and will feature live discussions, workshops, and other industry networking events with filmmakers. Visit doxafestival.ca for tickets, and we hope to see you there.
Is your mom obsessed with Vicks Vapor Rub?
So is ours.
Are you too obsessed with Vicks Vapor Rub?
So are we.
Tune in to Viva Poru, el ungüento para el alma, every other Thursday at 4 p.m. here at CITR 101.9 FM.
A radio show dedicated to Latin awesomeness and culture. Hosted by yours truly, the one and only
DJ Bruja. And the other one and only
DJ D-Rod.
Featuring music genres like
salsa, sabrosura vintage, boleros, bossa, Latin indie, plus so much more.
Contains a high amount of llama content. DJ D-Rod and DJ Bruja are not responsible for a newly found llama obsession.
All right, welcome back to the Scala. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Sorry, that was a bit of a very heartfelt show promo, because as a Latino myself, Viva Poru is the cure for every single illness. So definitely check out Viva Poru show. So like I said, that was Paramore with That's What You Get. A great introduction to kind of who they are in their band. You can very much tell the pop punk and as well as the alternative rock in that song. Very powerful entrance. It really just gets straight into the beat. The verse is very poppy, which goes kind of into that pop punk, which reminded me a bit of Hard Times. I don't know if a lot of people know that song. Hard Times is from their fifth studio album called After Laughter. And Hard Times was one of those songs that actually made it pretty big on social media, and I think, was it TikTok? Yeah, TikTok in 2020-ish. I feel like I can maybe play like a quick little snippet of it so people can kind of get a reminder of that song. It was like, hard times, wanna make you mad, why'd you even try? Let's see, let me just play a little bit. Let me kind of like skip into the little... Very pop, right? Let's see, let me skip to the chorus. Yeah. Oof. I love that part, the little, and I gotta get to rock bottom. Oof. True. Very true. Very relatable. But yeah, what I was gonna say is that I think it was a break in the song, That's What You Get, reminded me very, very much of that little part in Hard Times, which is actually kind of interesting because the Riot album was before After Laughter. So you can kind of see how like the artist keeps bringing back these like tonalities in their song, as well as this like beats and as well as like the production and instrumentation of their songs into their later projects, which is really, really cool. But okay, this next song I want to play, I was actually not tipped off, but when I was listening to the album again, I just remembered, I was like, wow, it's like, it kind of has like a bit of a country feel. I'll explain it a little bit later after we listen to it. Pretty sure it's just the production of the actual song, because there is like a tambourine in it, as well as I think maybe, oh no, I was going to say harmonica, but an acoustic guitar. And they use it in a way like where you can kind of like mix in these different instruments into rock, which is always really cool because like an instrument is not limited to the genre that it is originally related to, which is always really cool, which we'll also see with Misery Business later. But we shall play Fences first. So you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Fences by Paramore. All right, welcome back to the Scully. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was Fences by Paramore. First, we need to talk about the instruments. Like I said, the acoustic guitar really in there, but kind of being strummed really like aggressively, so it kind of matches this like rock genre and aesthetic, as well as a tambourine just in the back kind of keeping beat. But yeah, you can kind of see like what I mean by like, kind of seems a little bit adventurous, not going to lie, but a bit like country leaning. In the actual song, but talking about the lyrics itself from Fences, first of all, going, you'll go out in style, the way she sings it kind of reminded me a bit of Style by Taylor Swift. That could just be a little coincidence, but the actual song itself from reading the lyrics, as well as an interview done back in October 2007 at Much Music in Toronto, Canada, it states that with an interview with Hayley Williams, the song is about celebrities and how they have to seem perfect and happy all the time, which is the only way you can make it in Hollywood. The lyrics, "It's obvious that you're dying, dying. It's living proof that the camera's lying," could mean that while Hollywood is doing its best to make celebrities seem perfect on TV and movies, people have learned to look past that and see that some celebrities are really miserable with a constant spotlight being put on them. And Hailey later said that she was actually writing this song herself because of how she was dealing with the fame that she was getting at the time. And I can imagine it only got more interesting for her once she released this this album, Riot, with her band. But yeah, I love that song. We are coming to the end of Discolly since it is 11:55. Next up, we have Dave Radio Presents The Eclectic Lunch. So definitely stick around and listen to that show at noon at 12. If you want to reach out to me and send me a couple, I don't know, artists you have in mind, or if you are an artist yourself and want to come on the show and talk about your music as well as who you are as an artist, send me a little text, a little DM. Or if you even have an album or anything that you want me to discover, anything you want me to talk about, any suggestions, hit me up on Instagram at underscore Discolly spelled D-I-S-C, no, no, yeah, D-I-S-C-O-L-L-I-E. That's underscore Discolly underscore on Instagram. You can catch me there and send me anything. And we, you know, I love talking about music, so that's always a plus. But we have come to Misery Business. Oh, Misery Business. Oh, I love this song. This song is just like a headbanger. I honestly love this song, truly. But okay, I'm going to give my little debrief of this song before we get into it and you guys to listen to it. But Misery Business, like I said, when it comes to instruments not being attached to the genre that it's usually associated with, the entrance of the song is actually either a viola or a violin. I can't tell, but it's a string. And it just goes into it, and it's very fun. It's very cool. Hailey is low-key rapping. I'm not going to lie. Is rapping in the verses before she gets in the chorus. The build-up before the chorus is very energetic. And then the break when it splits up the beat into every second beat. So instead of going like, da-da-da-da-da, it goes da-da-da-da. Then the drum coming back with a double-time beat, also super fun, kind of brings back the energy. And then Hailey proceeding to sing on the harmony and going straight into the chorus. Literally the best. It highlights the song completely. And then the ending is just great. But yeah, I'm going to play it for you guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you so much, Laura, from Down the Leaves for coming on for the little interview. I'll see you guys in 2 weeks for the next Discolly episode. And yeah, back with another artist and another discovered artist. Guys, thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys have a good rest of your day. Enjoy your Friday. Enjoy your weekend. And like I said, this is Paramore with Misery Business.